I don't think the boys could have done any more apart from the main thing, which is putting the ball in the net. First half, you know, some wing play, overlapping full-backs, midfielders getting in the box, creating opportunities. I thought, you know, the tempo of the game was excellent, the support was fantastic. We just needed a goal. And long as the game got on second half, there were always chance to hit us on the counter, because we don't want to sit at 0-0 with 15, 20 minutes to go and settle for that. We need to push forward, we need to get a goal. But I look down now at the two lads walking off, Nathan Clark and Timmy Dieng there. You know, they were, they got a little niggles in the week, but we thought maybe one or both of them would be fit for today. They weren't.
So were they close, Stuart? Were they close to maybe getting a chance today, or is it just didn't want to risk it?
I've got to say, I've got to take full responsibility for it, because on Tuesday we'll give them a bit of running. Because if you look at the games, we've got Saturday, Tuesday coming up, and I'd have thought Tuesday was the last day to put some work in the legs and get them ready. Unfortunately, the ground was rock hard, and they both sort of got a little niggle in the calf. And now calves can be anything between, I don't know, 4 days and 2 weeks, depending on the severity. We knew Nathan would be out, but you know, Timmy seemed fine and all the stress and everything, and he went out for a jog. And Timmy would have played centre back for us today, and remain and been in the middle of the park, but and would have given us more options off the bench. But we were struggling for numbers at this moment in time, which we know. Four or five boys injured. We need to bring a couple more in. And likes of James Meredith, James Hansen, that's their full 90 minutes. You could tell we tired a little bit, there's no doubt about it. But the first half performance, and probably up to an hour, we've had opportunities, and we just couldn't take one. But to answer your question, yeah, I was delighted with the application and the good quality play.
You mentioned about James Meredith, the overlapping as well with Mark Marshall. It was very, very effective down that left flank, wasn't it? And Marshall, he's full of a trick and a flicker. He's not one of those wingers that you see so often in this day and age. They stop and then they cut back and play it in with the wrong foot. He likes taking people on, doesn't he?
Well, we've tried to emphasise to the wide boys that we want balls in the box. You know, I believe we've got one of the best centre forwards at attacking balls in James Hansen. A couple today, we thought he was going to score, and he's just gone wide with a couple. But if you're going to play with wingers, you need him to deliver. And I think James Meredith, we had to curtail him a little bit, because you could tell after half an hour, he'd been up and down, and it's not an excuse, it's just the fact that he's not had enough game time, and it was a warm day, so he was always going to tire. And again, I think you see Phil Moraes on the other side. I thought he was terrific. And then second half, he gets a little bit leg weary. He's put so much into the game, and he starts making little mistakes, which is understandable sometimes. So, the more games we're getting, I think one good thing, I don't think there's any more casualties. For the game on Tuesday now, so it's just how best we rest up and try to freshen it up a little bit. But obviously we're a little bit thin at the moment.
Yeah, well, looking on the back of the programme, you can see that the Port Vale squad, well, it's about a third as many again as yours. There's no emergency loan system this year, so you've got about 3 weeks now before the window shuts. How much of a juggling act is it, how many you can bring in, because you're going to have to have that squad, because
listen,
you don't want to be in this situation
the most time. I still think that if you've got a squad of 22, 23, you should be fine. I think we probably need three. I said we need a striker, we probably need a central midfielder, and possibly a wide man, in certain area. But I think we've got enough defenders. You see Matt Kilgallen, he's not done anything for 3 weeks. He's played 3 months, should I say, after finishing at Blackburn. As much as he goes out for a run and plays tennis and that, it's certainly different to football fitness. So he was on the bench through necessity today, but would have only come on for the last 10 or 15 minutes because he's not done enough work, and we don't want him straining anything because he's not ready yet. So he needs a couple of weeks to get into the... trying to get his match fitness up, or certainly his normal fitness up.
I've got to say, Danny Devine, you were thrown in at the deep end as well. That's a massive plus for you, because that's another one you can say, yep, he's got first team ability there.
Yeah, and I think as well, I brought Lawsy to the club so he can play off the left, can he? He can get a bit of freedom, and you saw his effort today, just wide of the post. He likes to cut in from there, but I had to play in centre midfield today with Danny. Nicky's one that likes to get forward. He made some good forward runs first half. So Danny had to play a little bit more of a quieter one, but I thought he did it with a great maturity. We really, if you look at we've lost there's two more, the central midfield of Vincelot and Dieng today. And I thought we might, not say struggle, but if they had an extra man in there sometimes might struggle. But we didn't. I thought Devine and Law were both terrific. At times the wide men were very good, and at times we linked up front, and we get a clean sheet. So lots of pluses. Disappointing, naturally, that we didn't win the game, but it's the old adage, if you don't put the ball in the back of the net, you're not going to win.
You had just six substitutes. Was there the temptation to put one of the young kids on, or was it sending a message to the owners as well, as much as anything?
No, not sending a message, not so whatsoever. There's... Listen, I'm back in the old days when we used to have three subs, and that were enough. Five subs are enough. I don't really need seven, I've got to be honest, because sometimes you're only ever going to use... Well, you can only use three, but you're probably... Five would be enough. But the young lads, it's pointless having a young kid on bench who I'm never ever going to put on. He might as well play for the youth team this morning. We brought Kwame Boateng. We pulled him in yesterday when we realised the two boys weren't going to make it, because, you know, he can play at full back, and, you know, if a centre half had to go off, maybe McAdam had to go in there. It's not sending a message at all. The owners have been terrific, and they'll try to back us as much as they can. So there's no problem there. We've got 3 weeks.
Are you close to bringing anyone in?
Some days we think we're closer than we are, and then somebody else will jump in, yep. Or they want a little bit more time. And so, it's a balancing act. You know, you go take somebody that's not your first choice, and then your first choice comes up 2 weeks later and he joins a rival, you're thinking... But listen, if a good one, or what we're aiming for... I mean, everyone, if I had a penny for every time somebody said, so where are we going to get this 25-goal striker? You know, everybody's looking for that, even the levels a bit above us. So maybe it's a case of, if there isn't one out there, then we've got to get four strikers in that can pitch in with 12 to 15 between themselves. Mm. You know, I know Billy Clark did that the season before. I know, yep. James has got 12 to 15 in him. Jordi Huula for Walsall chipped in with 12, I think 13. But obviously, naturally, everybody wants that goal scorer who can... But there's no guarantees. Remember, you know, Adam McLean coming here a few years ago, and everyone thought, great. I did. I was up in Scotland, thought, what a signing, and it never worked. So there's never any guarantees. But, you know, we're obviously desperate. We're obviously looking hard and making inquiries and speaking to people. But I would say at the second, there's nothing imminent. But things change
Could
so
change.
Quickly.
Yeah. What about your situation? Your first game back. Did you sleep well last night or not?
No, I did. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You're glad to get it out of the way, though.
Listen, I had a tenner on a draw today, because in four games, they won all against Macclesfield. I said that Motherwell were 0-0 with Hamilton. I think the Rangers manager were 1-1, and today, so it was actually nailed on. It was going to be a draw, unfortunately. But no, coming to the stadium, my stomach was like a tumble dryer. But I think, for lots of reasons, anticipation, excitement, you've always got that little fear, but you can't live like that. And once I got here and we went through the set players and got their team, and the buzz was back, and you come out and the supporters, and everybody wants to win. You know, we won't win every week, and but as long as the effort and the desire and the quality's there, then, you know, we've got to build on it. And as I say, we'll get stronger, because, you know, there's a lot of players that need game time.
It's a great long walk, isn't it, from the dressing rooms all the way along. Brilliant when things are going well.
Yeah.
And you can lap up the crowd like that.
Well, listen, as I say, there's, you know, you can't, the expectations, every team, I think there'll be at least, I don't know, 14, 16 teams that think they can get in a playoff spot. I don't think we'll be any different from that. That's what we'll try to endeavour to do. It's a long, long season. If we win today or lose today, it doesn't have any effect on what's going to happen in the, you know, come April and May. But, you know, it was support was fantastic today. I thought the efforts of the players deserved a victory, I've got to say, certainly half.
I stuck with them, though, the supporters, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
quite right. And there's nowhere, I mean, that's a good sign for you, isn't it? Because they're encouraging signs on the pitch, and off it, people were getting right behind it, as you'd expect from these supporters.
Yeah, and I think maybe a lot of them, when they got the team sheet, you know, with Divine, but where's Nathan Clark? Where's yep. Timothy Dieng?
And that was just us in the press box.
Yeah, well, that was me as well. But listen, we can talk all day. It was a good, strong first hour performance, which should have merited the victory. It didn't. The good thing is we kept a clean sheet. We could have lost a goal in the last minute, and we would be really sick. But we move on. I see Accrington's won today, so we'll try to freshen up a little bit on Tuesday, and then we've got two tough away games, haven't we, at Peterborough and MK Dons to come.
So. How important is Accrington to you, the League Cup?
No, it is, yeah, of course it is. Very important. You see what happened here a few seasons back. So it's really important. But by freshening it up, I just mean, you know, there's some of the lads that might be, you know, need a little freshen to be on the bench, to come off and give us a spark when they need it, because we know we're dealing with a thin squad at the minute. But I've got to say, you get Kilgallen, McArdle, Darby, Dieng,
Clark.
You know, bring a striker in, bring him if it.
It's a lot of players all of a sudden.
It's a lot of players. Yeah. So I don't want a squad of 25, 26 players and having 8 or 9 disappointed every week. I'd rather work with a squad that are really hungry and that they all can see a pathway to get into the first team. We know we're after probably minimum 3, and hopefully we can. Well, we will get them in before the window closes.